The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
It is the Breakfast Huddle. Time now for the bigger picture, where we take a look at what will be driving markets today. Helping us out on the line is Sunny Hammett, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, good morning. How have you been?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
All righty, let's get into it. Latest PMI numbers out of the U.S. and Eurozone. Can we get your thoughts on that? And does this provide impetus for the central banks to move? That's what's on everyone's minds, yeah?
Yep, exactly. The numbers are weaker, especially in Europe, where they find that actually some of the core countries like Germany are showing signs of weakness. And that's a key worry because these are really the engines of the whole block. In the U.S. itself, the numbers in terms of manufacturing is weaker, I think a decade low, although it was covered mainly by a rise in services. But net overall, looking at not only at PMI numbers, but also other data, one would see that actually there are signs of a slowdown both in the U.S. and more prominently in Europe.
Well, Sunny, this is Dingy here. So let's shift the attention perhaps towards the corporates. So overnight, we've also seen some of these mixed earnings coming through. While we call that Caterpillar have been one to disappoint. So that being said, though, the markets continue to chart records. Do you think that the market is perhaps overly optimistic at this point of time?
I think you have a point. The so-called the Dow went down, and as you can see, the tech and S&P went up. And, of course, we know that the S&P 500 is also made of tech shares. So there's this demarcation between the old economy and the new economy, where the old economies like Caterpillar, as you pointed out, and other mainstays, they are suffering. But people seem to be more than willing to put more money into the tech sector, despite the fact that it's gone up so much. So it's a bit worrying in a sense, because when you look around in terms of data, as I mentioned earlier, there are clear signs that the U.S. is weakening, although not at an accelerated pace, but still weakening so.
Sunny Hammett, Director of Wealth Management Financial Alliance, helping us out on the bigger picture. Sunny, let's talk about the next round of talks between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says it's going to happen next week. They'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday in Shanghai, if I'm not wrong. What do you think is at stake this time around? There's been talk that they're looking at a longer time to sort things out, 6 months even. So more at stake, perhaps?
You know, the market really has discounted quite a lot with regards to the China-US situation. It's just been ongoing and been delayed and such. So we won't be surprised if they decide really to push the calendar all the way back to year-end. And that would actually just leave it by the sidelines until then. So I won't be surprised, because then both parties will have time to work it out and the markets will not be so jittery as they are today. So I won't be surprised, actually, as you mentioned.
Sunny, so this really gives, like you mentioned, giving the market an opportunity to sort of calm down. Also kind of plays, in your opinion, though, also kind of plays into Donald Trump, because he's looking at next year's election. So nothing too majorly disruptive, at least for the rest of this year, right?
Exactly. I think it probably is his best move if he did it in a sense that, one, he doesn't want to rattle the economy. So basically, by keeping on the sidelines, things will be calm. And secondly, he has the ability to show his voters that, no, I've been tough on China. So basically, that plays very well into his hands.
Okay, so Sunny, well, given this kind of backdrop, so just borrowing your expertise in wealth management, so where would you actually advise investors to park their money now? Because if you look at the situation, you have equities being very elevated at this point of time, and then FX really not going too much anywhere. And even for the safe havens, gold prices does look like it's well, pretty much elevated as well. So what's your take on this?
Well, basically, we've been asking our clients actually to be a bit more defensive. Fact of the matter is the U.S. markets and economy is in its longest running streak in history. It has to come to an end sooner or later. We don't know when exactly, but really it's at the tail end or the late cycle, they call it, at this particular point. So you don't really want to take too much risk. Macroeconomic-wise, we have slowdowns in all major countries, from China to Europe and now even in the U.S. So basically, it is a question of not ending up holding the baby, so to say, if the markets do turn. So we have to play it very cautiously and quite intelligently in a sense. So don't get swept with the tide thinking that this is going to go on forever. You just have to have a plan B if things turn around and what to do.
So Sunny, defensive stocks, defensive with the safe havens, I have to put this to you.
Yes. Most people over the past couple of years have not put any safe havens or what we call non-market correlated investments in their portfolios because markets have been going up. It's about time to review your portfolio and start adding in things, even like gold, as you mentioned, even though it's moved up a little bit, and other things which probably will help to buffer any downturn.
Final question for you, Sunny. How do you think the market is set up for the rest of the week? Anything you're watching in particular? I know everyone's watching next Wednesday, July 31st.
The central bank's moves will be watched very closely, yep. Both the ECB and the Federal Reserve, because basically if they start to move into a dovish mode and start the ECB reintroducing asset purchases again, US starting to cut rates again, that really will show that things are actually starting to turn southwards from the economic point of view. And that's not good because we really are at a situation whereby, for example, the markets are high. It's a dichotomy whereby you can't have markets going higher and higher and the economy starting to slow down. Sooner or later, it will hit earnings. So we could get a reaction from the markets if really the central banks start to put out statements to say that, you know, we're not very bullish about the economy going forward.
All right. Well, thanks very much for that. Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, thanks for your time this morning. Yeah.
Most welcome. Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.